as our guidance and propagators of the noble Quran, and also for those believers who are the followers of faith. Speaking about Sahaba Ikram, we have stressed Sahaba Ikram are all Jannatis, Sahaba righteous, Sahaba pious, and we should not say anything against Sahaba Ikram to the Allah Ta'ala. It has been stated in authentic kitab that there are many verses praising Sahaba and explaining their virtues and blessings. And if you look around us, you will get groups praising Sahaba and otherwise. It is our duty that we should stay with those groups that praise Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala. It is recorded that in the Quran there are over 200 verses which praise Sahaba Ikram. You can imagine 200 verses praising Sahaba Ikram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely protecting the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the verse which is often quoted, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. That you are the best of ummahs, that you are the best of creations, evolved for mankind, or taken out for mankind. And what is their beauty? That they enjoyed what is good, forbid what is evil, and they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayah came down in connection with Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud, was in connection with Hazrat Husayfa, in connection with Maaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala. Because of these sahabis' activities and propagation and tabligh and efforts, these verses came down. Tafsir al-Qurtubi says that this, although it's specific to those sahabas, but it refers to all the sahabas, because the word kuntum is used, meaning that you, and when the Quran Kareem was revealed, it referred to the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala. So this verse directly refers to Sahaba Ikram. Now the question arises that did all Sahaba propagate, preach, go out in tabligh, strive in the path of Allah, engage in preaching? He stated that Sahaba which moved from Makkah to Medina, they are called Muhajir. And obviously when Muhajir came to Medina to Munawwara, he taught others, he propagated, he preached, and he uplifted the Kalima. So much so that he went out into the battles, strove literally and figuratively by sword, by tongue, and even to some extent by the pen, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba that were left in Mecca, they also, amongst their kith and kin, amongst their relatives, and amongst the heavy odds, they did not stay still. Because Sahaba developed this quality that once they had the iman in them, and once the jazbat of Tawheed came into them, and once they felt sincerely that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they send it to everyone, irrespective of the consequences. And we time and again we read about these consequences. And we got another example too, Sahaba Ikram that went to Abyssinia. When they went to the Abyssinian king Najashi, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed them to go there. He stated that go to Abyssinia, and there is a just Christian ruler. Hazrat Jafar radiallahu ta'ala was the mutakallim, the spokesman. When that delegation came from Mecca to the king Najashi, they brought a lot of gifts for him and said to the Najashi that there are certain young people or certain rebels who have left our forefathers' religion and they have come and run into your country, you must return them to us. So Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala wa jubi, they made mashwara and they made Hazrat Ja'far the Mutakallim. Proving mashwara, proving Mutakallim, and proving that when they go in front of the person, then they will speak and the rest will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make his zikr and zikr. And one of the best speeches have been given there by Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala, brother of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, where he outlined Islam, pre-Islam, and when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam propagated to them, and now their reformation. And then, we must know that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did the work of Tabligh and Dawud, and he was masoom. He was innocent, free from error and fault, free from sin. Obviously now, when the teacher is so pious and pure, righteous and upright, and so masoom, then the students, they also become ardent, they become righteous and pious, and they would not sin in the hajj. Otherwise, the effect of the teacher won't come out to these students. It is reported, and it is our belief, that we respect all Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala. As I stated previously, that we say that Fazilat al-Shaykhain, Hubba al-Tarafain, al-Masa al-Khufain, these are our symbols. That we say that Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar, they are superior, and Hazrat Usman and Ali, we love them, and we also pass wet fingers over leather socks. These are our three outstanding qualities. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was once asked, when he said that there will come a time when people will be misled. So Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala agreed, after posing many questions, that the Quran will be with them, deen will be with them, etc. Then they said that if a person wants to survive or be on the right path during that era, there is another hadith also that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the Jews were divided into so many factions, the Christians were divided into so many factions, and the Muslims also will be divided into 73 factions. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala al-Majmi, they posed a question that who will be on the right? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَا عَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ, that which I am upon and that which my Sahabat are upon. That is why the word Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah comes about. People say that I am from the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. First of all, they don't even know what that means. Secondly, they don't know what that all those small words mean. And that word Jama'at means that we are upon the way of the Jama'at of Sahaba. Right? Coming from this hadith directly, وَبَعَدَ عَلَيْهِ وَالصَّحَابَ. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is indicating strongly and saying clearly, you must be upon my way and the way upon my Sahaba. That is why that other hadith tells that whichever Sahaba you will follow, you shall be guided. So it is essential that we learn about Sahaba and we acquaint ourselves fully about their lives, about their piety and righteousness, so that we can protect them. And when we protect Sahaba, that we are protecting our whole deen. Because in their lives lies everything for us as the guide. The reason we shall ask him also said their lives. That is why we are stressing on this point and slowly explaining their importance. Because if we bring the life of Sahaba into our lives, then definitely we will be successful and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us, because Allah has approved of the actions of the Sahaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand